Giddy didn't even come close to describing how I was feeling about my pending nuptials. The animated racing of my heart kept me in a perpetual state of euphoria. I'd even been caught, on multiple occasions today, humming a happy tune. And you know what? I didn't care who heard me. The fact of the matter was, in the arena of love, I'd scored. As a young girl dreaming up my fantasy guy, I couldn't have conjured a more perfect mate for myself. Jake was my heart and soul. Ours was the type of love that could, and would, last the trials of a lifetime together. The dreamy smile returned to my face, pushing aside the fatigue. I only had a few more minutes with Jake before his brothers figured out where he was hiding and dragged him off kicking and screaming to the bachelor party he adamantly professed he didn't want. And once that happened, our next meeting would be at the church, as I walked down the aisle into his waiting arms. My heart began thumping faster as a happy song spontaneously sprang to my lips. But before the melody could take flight, I caught sight of a disturbing reflection in the mirror. Not my reflection, mind you. As previously stated, mine was Disney Princess Perfect. But Jake's? What the hell? Let's just say his expression conveyed less, "you complete me," and more, "I just swallowed a bottle of Drano." I blinked back my surprise. When had that face started? The downward turn of his lips was in stark contrast to the day we'd spent together. Jake had been dialed in from the beginning, gamely keeping pace with me as he posed for pictures with all of my relatives, most of whom he hadn't met until today. He'd been nothing but charming and gracious. So where was that grimace coming from? Had Jake just been acting the doting fiancé for my family? God knows he was an expert at playing to the crowd. Being congenial was part of his job. Yet even outside of it, in his everyday life, Jake had an uncanny ability to turn it on and off at a moment's notice. And now, it appeared, he'd been twisting the faucet when he thought I wasn't looking. Suddenly, I had a bad feeling about tomorrow. Was he second-guessing us? Would he back out at the last minute? No, I knew Jake. He'd never do such a heartless thing to me. So then why the hell did he appear to be fighting back the gag reflex? Thinking back on the past few months, it occurred to me that I'd seen this same clogged drain look on his face before, but it hadn't seemed as significant back then as it did now, mere hours before exchanging our vows. He should be feeling ecstatic, like me, not mentally preparing himself for a stomach pumping. What were the chances that his anxiety-ridden face was just a result of everyday run-of-the-mill pre-wedding jitters? I mean, please, there couldn't have been a less stressed groom. Jake had hired a top wedding planner, Boris, and handed the reins over to him. Because of the secret nature of the nuptials, Boris, who had quickly become my very best friend in the entire universe, named the wedding Operation Pretzel. Get it? Tying the knot? I know it might sound totally cheesy, but Boris and I found it wildly funny at the time. We'd laughed and laughed and had even come up with a pretzel-shaped hand signal. As for Jake, he seemed thrilled to have pawned me off on Boris. With my new bestie in the picture, it gave Jake the excuse to take a totally hands-off approach to all things wedding-related. He'd even gone so far as comparing himself to a backup singer, saying he was happy to just harmonize in the background as Boris and I took the lead. We all knew it was a cop-out, but who was I to argue? I'd been handed a blank check and full rights to the wedding of my dreams. I mean, as long as the groom showed up with a smile on his face on the day, what did I care if he partook in the planning stages or not? Besides, just between us, Jake's ideas were basically crap. Don't get me wrong, he was a brilliant musician and an amazing man, but he was sorely lacking in the area of personal taste. Except, of course, when it came to his choice in brides. If it were up to him, the wedding guests would be dining on hot dogs from 7-Eleven while sucking down their own personal 44-ounce Slurpees. Just to give you an example of what we were dealing with, when Boris sought out Jake's opinion on his preferred cake flavor, my fiancé replied, "Funfetti."